Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast. What about the issue of violence at school? Violence in the school setting. Well, that's my topic. You know, a number of years ago, a psychology professor from Wake Forest University, the School of Medicine in Atlanta, Georgia, Augustus, Georgia, conducted a research study and tried to find out if elementary school kids can be taught to avoid violence and to dissuade others against violence and actually reduce the amount of violence in the school environment. This psychology professor, Robert Durant, took on the study with 300 sixth grade students and gave them a 13-week program in the area of violence control or violence minimization. He called the program a very definite psychology program, the Peaceful Conflict Resolution and Violence Prevention Curriculum. Now, doesn't that sound like a psychology professor? But in this, he taught these sixth graders how to avoid conflict, how to reduce conflict, how to dissuade anyone who is thinking or acting in a violent way, and to engage in problem solving and conflict resolution rather than violence. And over 13 weeks, these students learned very definite skills on violence management and violence control and violence reduction. After 13 weeks, they let another couple weeks go by, 15 weeks now, and then they studied these kids to see really what was going on with these kids and in the school that these kids attended. And what they found at the 15th week, that there was a 29% reduction in concealed weapons being brought into the school. So in other words, it was working. They also found that there was a 40% decline in fights resulting in physical injury that maybe require treatment. And in corresponding schools nearby that did not have this program, rather than the reduction of weapons being brought to school, there was an increase of weapons being brought into the school. And rather than a reduction in the fights, there was an increase level of fights in the school during that same period of time. And the third thing they found was that the teachers in this school, where these kids were trained, were starting to feel much more relaxed, much more confident in their teaching, much more enjoyment they were experiencing in the teaching experience itself. In other words, there was a reduction in hostility, a reduction in tension, a reduction in stress within the classroom, throughout the school system, and the teachers were enjoying the reduction in stress that they were undergoing. So the researcher concluded, obviously, that peaceful conflict resolution works. But you have to train. You got to train these kids. They don't know it by virtue of their home environment. They don't know it by virtue of just being in the school. They have to be trained specifically in conflict resolution skills. But once they know conflict resolution skills, they act on them. And they actually observe these kids reducing conflict by their intervention with their own peers. Sometimes they walked away. Sometimes they just told the kids to stop it, to knock it off. Don't talk like that. Don't act like that. Sometimes if it was a threat of violence, they didn't respond. They didn't react. They asked for help. They avoided people. They avoided the kids that were known for their violence. In other words, they took on a variety of behavior patterns, a variety of skills, and practiced them and learned them so that if there was any attempt of violence on the classroom or in the classroom or on the school campus, they immediately reduced that tension, reduced that threat of violence by how they behaved. These kids were obviously doing well. Now, but that brings up the real question, can anybody learn these skills? You don't have to be a sixth grader in Atlanta, Georgia, or anywhere else. All you have to be is a kid that learns how to resolve conflict. Maybe your teacher, maybe your mother, maybe your father, maybe your grandparent. Anybody can teach conflict resolution skills. It's the importance of learning it so that there is a reduction in hostility and violence in your environment. So in other words, in the home, Let's reduce violence in the home. Let's control the degree to which there is hostility or negative reaction of one child to another, or parent to parent, or parent to child, or whatever it might be. Let's move forward in the direction of living life more comfortably, more safely, more friendly, more openly, and certainly less violently. So that's the real issue there. It can be learned, it can be taught, and the benefits can be achieved. Now, just imagine that being done across the nation. Just imagine this was a national program that went right across the nation. Every sixth grader had to learn conflict resolution skill. Just imagine that. And as these kids grow up and they fan across the world and the country and become adults, we'll probably see a great deal of reduction in violence just because these kids know how to reduce it. They know how to avoid it. They know how to not engage in the potential for violence. So maybe there's some ideas here. Maybe there's some potential here. Maybe every state should consider a program of this nature. It was done during health class, by the way. It was part of the health curriculum of the school. So maybe that can be done at the state level, maybe the national level, maybe churches, maybe Boy Scouts, maybe other clubs, maybe other organizations with kids. Teach conflict resolution. That's what this message is. And do it and gain the benefits, you know, of that. Well, anyway, thanks for joining me today. And go to my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. And pick up the book, Doctor, Teach Me to Parent. It does teach how to control anger. It does teach how to minimize violence in the home. So as a parent, there may be some guidelines there that you can learn as you work with your own kids in your own home. But above all things, teach violent management, potential violent management, violent conflict resolution. Okay, bye for now.